On the night of April 14, 2015, I happened upon a communication happening live between Ms. Silu and her new love interest. What I ultimately wound up reading was the beginning of a plan that essentially played out in real life. Within the communication, I observed myself being vilified and painted as a monster. I was even blamed for a diaper rash, the cause of which Miss Silu was well aware. Your Honor, I've learned some very interesting things as a father of a little girl. But one thing I did not need to learn prior to the birth of my baby is that when a child sleeps in a urine-soaked pull-up for hours a night on several nights of the week, there's liable to occur some irritation.
Yo, you're a silly, silly woman now. Quite audacious. Your Mercury and Mars are facing, and so this makes this quite a precarious situation. Since I intercepted your communication, I made you put your plan in action prematurely. Now you're purely reacting, and it is surely recklessly endangering my child with your smitten lover. Your behavior's unbecoming of a fit mother. Keep on following this pattern, it's gonna get rougher. In the end, you're just a mediocre husker. Man, I can't believe this bitch. I was trying to leave this bitch. Now I gotta call Leibowitz, believe in it, I don't need this shit. I could've never conceived this sitch. It is reaching a fever pitch. Will I pick up the phone and send your ass home? You better believe it, bitch.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce Exhibit F, please.
Yes, bring it up.
Exhibit F, this is a
Skype chat between my client and Ms. Lewis. A Skype chat in which
many attempts were made by Mr. Sweeney to recover his abducted daughter.
Objection, Your Honor, implies kidnapping. Objection overruled. Let the man speak.
Yes, as I was saying, Your Honor, many attempts were made by my client to attempt a resolution and recover his abducted daughter. After several appeals to Miss Zeluza's compassion, Mr. Sweeney says, and I quote, "You're uprooting my fucking daughter, bitch." To which Miss Zeluza replies, "You left your daughter. You wanted out."
No, I left you, bitch. Don't get it twisted. Did you catch that? I think you missed it. The way I stretched that, you think I fist it. You wanna fetch that? Well, here's a biscuit. You wanna play house? Be my guest. But go on the honeymoon with the kid? That is reckless. I don't wanna leave you naked in court, but keep pushing your luck, bitch, and I will make it a sport. Shacking up with virtual strangers. Got Sophie sleeping in the bed with his 8-year-old kid. Yeah, you stupid little cunt, that's danger. Your boyfriend got hurt in the war, but Iraq is not as scary as me. I will see your face on him and I'll beat your ass vicariously. Fuck a court, I will take you to the port and send that ass right back to British Columbia. Anybody buying that sob story, you got to fucking idiots, every single one of ya. I know you think you're clever, but you lack wits. I brought you out here, I'll send you back, bitch. I got you dead to rights, plotting my demise. Starting petty fights, spreading vicious lies. Trying to block my path and make a big display. Like I'm a kidnapper, well look who ran away.
The plaintiff wrote me a letter on August 12th in which he told me I would never see my son again. I have the letter here. It's marked Defendant's Exhibit.
Hate being kept in the dark, waiting, speculating.